my batteries. I go through a battery and then a Mophie and another battery. So you have down here that your loan amount's $152,000. And is that a was that a purchase or a refinance, Jackie?
Purchase.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And a lot of it's fun and a lot and hectic at the same time, huh?
Yes.
Now, are you a 20-year or 30-year, or what did you put that on?
30 years.
And are you looking to try to pay that off anytime sooner, or?
I'm planning to pay it off much sooner.
Okay. How quickly are you looking to try to pay it off?
Well, I'm going to try to pay it off in probably 20 years or less.
Okay. And what's your payment currently right now?
The actual, what they're asking is 187-something.
A month?
Yeah. 1,087.
Okay, I got you. And what is the concern of wanting to get some of this protection put in place? Are you married or?
No, I'm single.
Okay. And so what? Why did you fill out the form in terms of this protection? Is it protect any children living in the house or any
yes,
your kids?
I have a child and I would leave the property to him.
How old is your son?
He's 40.
Oh, he's my age. I could be your son too then. I don't know if you're gonna leave. If you're gonna leave me a house, I'm all in. So no, I think it's very admirable that you would do that. It's funny. I some people I talk to, they just go, "Well, I'm dead and gone. They can fend for themselves." So I think it's pretty awesome as a mom to do that. But so basically, if you were to pass away, A, you don't want to leave him with a debt of having to try to pick up that debt, or you know, even you know, pass that along to him, or potentially leaving the house. No, that's a very good. And are you retired?
That would be completely up to him, but it wouldn't saddle him with a debt.
Yep. And have you? Is he live near here too? Then or?
He lives in Oklahoma.
Okay. Awesome. And you're retired, I'm guessing.
No, I'm not.
What do you do for work?
I am the office administrator for Colgate Oral Pharmaceuticals.
Oh wow. So you're. You got a big job, office manager at Colgate Pharmaceuticals. What kind of hours are you working?
I usually work about 45-50 hours a week.
Like each day, like 8 to 5, normal, or?
Well, my normal hours are 8 to 4:30. I'm lucky to be out of there by 6.
There you go. And, well, my job when I hang up the phone here is to go to shop for you. Jackie, I work for you, and I have access to 33 different carriers. And my job is to go out and find out who's going to offer you the most amount of coverage for the least amount of cost. And with that said, I just have a couple quick health questions. Are you a smoker or a non-smoker?
I'm a non-smoker.
And what's your height and weight?
I'm 5 feet tall and 153 pounds.
Okay. And what prescriptions are you currently on right now?
I take a sleeping medication.
What one's that?
I'm trying to think what the name of it is. Hold on a moment.
It's okay. Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So it's Zolpidem.
Zolpidem? Okay.
That's a generic, but I can't remember what the other thing is. And I take Metoprolol.
Okay, so is it Zolpidem, like Solpadeine? Is that how you do it?
No, it's Z as in zebra, Olpidem.
Zolpidem, right? No?
Zolpidem.
Yeah, Zolpidem, right?
Right.
Okay, I know what that is. Okay. You take that for sleep? How long have you been on that for?
Yeah, about a year and a half.
Year and a half, okay. And you take metoprolol, and is that for...
Metoprolol.
Oh, is that for a heart condition or high blood pressure? Or?
The metoprolol, I have mitral valve prolapse, and that's... for the mitral valve prolapse.
And how long have you...
It's actually, I've been on that for probably about 5 years when they when they found the MitraValve prolapse, and it's basically a preventative more than anything else.
Okay.
And then I have some cholesterol issues, not really bad, but they put me on semivacetin.
Say, spell that for me.
S-I-M-V-A-S-T-A-T-I-N.
Oh, simvastatin for your.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what that is. All right, so that's for your cholesterol and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, on your MitraValve prolapse, when was that diagnosed? Did you say?
Well, it was diagnosed about 5 or 6 years ago. But they tell me that it's been some birth, so.
Okay. And you're just, you've been on that medication for no other complications or hospitalizations or anything like that?
No, it's just a preventive, I don't know, it's supposed to keep everything flowing well and so that there's no, because the MitraValve prolapse, I guess, the valve is like supposed to go inside and it, once in a while it slips outside.
I gotcha.
So this just keeps it under control.
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll definitely be able to get you, be able to help you out. And like I said, when I sit down with you, I'm just going to go through some of the options that you qualify for and your jobs. Your job is to customize the coverage to fit your needs. And I have availability Wednesday evening between like 5 and 7 o'clock. What time do you say you get home?
I usually get home, well, I usually leave the office around 6 or 6:30, so I'm usually home around 7:15.
I can do it 8 o'clock if that's not too late for you. We're neighbors. I'm right here in Plano, so that would actually work perfect.
Oh, okay.
Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Does that work for you?
I think so.
Okay, well, let's...
You send me an email.
Oh, you're making my job hard, huh?
My calendar, I'll forget.
Yeah, no, I really don't want you to forget. So what's your email address?
It's windysam at yahoo.com.
And it's WINDYSAM3. Okay. And yeah, give me a little bit of flexibility between 8 and 8:30 on Tuesday evening. And if something comes up, are you also available in the evening on Wednesday? Just out of curiosity.
I think so.
Okay. Well, I'll plan on it. I don't think anyone else will come up, but sometimes my calendar gets crushed, and if you're my last appointment, I don't want to be showing up at your house at 10 o'clock at night, but I'll call you if that's the case. Otherwise, I'll be there sometime between...
Yeah, don't show up at 10 o'clock at night. I'm already in bed.
I know. So we're gonna, yeah, I figured as much. So we'll do between 8 and 8:30 on Tuesday. If something doesn't work, then I'll just switch it on the Wednesday, but we'll be fine for that. So
okay.
I will look forward to seeing you, and you are in Plano. Very familiar with that. If I'm coming down, let's see. I'll probably... okay. So if I'm taking down I got you. So if I'm coming south on Jupiter from Allen, I'm going to take a left on Park, and you're going to be right back. Walk me in from there. Just what do I do after that?
When you take the left onto Park, the first right-hand turn onto Trail Ridge, and the first left-hand turn onto Natalie.
Awesome. And what color is your house?
It's
brick. Are the numbers easy to find? Like, are they on the door or pretty easily visible? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, leave the light on for me if you will. It may actually start be getting dark at 8 o'clock. I'm not sure yet, but, you know, leave the light on and have some fresh cookies in the oven and we'll be good.
I don't bake. Don't forget the cookies.
I don't eat cookies, so we're fine, Jackie.
Well, okay. All right. Well, then I'll see you on Wednesday.
Tuesday night.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to send you an email right now before I forget to remind you, okay?
Okay, that sounds fine.
Do you have a pen and paper handy? You can also write it down or no?
I actually don't.
Okay, I'll shoot you this email and I will see you Tuesday night, okay?
Okay.
All right, it's WINDYS at Yahoo, correct?
That's correct.
All right, I'm just going to be real brief and just put appointment for Tuesday evening. All right.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.